All right, joining me now is Michelle Swimmick, and then we'll be joined by Patrick Wood. Hey, Michelle, thanks for joining us to give us an update on what's going on in Arizona tonight.
Oh, Brandon. So, I'm a little big there. So I'm on location. I actually left the studio, believe it or not. So I came down to the AZ Revote. That's hashtag AZ Revote, because we were gathering patriots here. And of course, you know, people are probably saying this on the news, and you know, that left hates us and all that, and the rhinos hate us. The establishment doesn't like us. So there was not a huge turnout, right? So it's kind of par for the course. I guess the Americans and people in Arizona aren't taking this seriously. And you've been talking about it for 2 years about the election process. Remember, the entire election process is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes. And in the midterms nationwide, we saw that in full force, especially here in Mayor Corruption County. So we didn't have a great turnout. I want everyone to be encouraged to come tomorrow, because we're doing it again tomorrow. There's a lot of people here that are going to be staying until we actually get this election redone. Because if you don't have this redone, you honestly, and I'm saying this I've been shouting it from the rooftop, the freedoms in this country and the country that you live in right now, which smidgen of left freedom you have hanging on, is gone forever. Because what you've seen happen in these midterms, really hardcore here in Arizona, is that you've lost your ability to choose your representatives, because it's being now truly a selection process. And this one was in your face. You've talked about it in this network for 2 years. Mike Lindell has been doing it for 2 years and spending all $35 million. And this is the end result. So everybody in this country needs to be focusing on Arizona. And we did the campaign because we knew people, now they don't like to show up in person, because I guess when we're no Brazil, but yet everything that happened in Brazil happened here. And that's the part that people need to get into their mindset and accept that that's the country we now live in. And we have been, we've just keep seeing it happen more and more so. And then I want to give you something real specific about Arizona, because Kelly Townsend, who is
good friend of mine,
senator. Yeah, she was here, and Liz Harris was here, who, she won the results, right? We won the results. Because remember, there was a blue tsunami, or there was a red tsunami across this whole country for the actual votes and for what was done at the polls and even the mail-ins, right? These ridiculous mail-in ballots. But you also had a blue massacre of your legal vote across the country, because the results do not match what people voted for. And we know that. Here in Arizona, you can prove it just by the abnormalities, they want to call it, or they want to call it mathematical statistical impossibilities. And not to mention the vast amounts of procedural issues, because we're going back through, again, I was an election judge at the Islamic Center, and within the first 15 minutes, we've had people that were running their ballots through, which we talked about numerous times, 4, 5, 10, 15 times. The rules state, these are the rules from the Secretary of State, that if you have a machine that doesn't work, it needs to be either replaced or repaired immediately. Repaired or replaced immediately. That didn't happen at most of the centers, especially mine. My tech didn't get there between 3:30 and 4 o'clock. And for the first 3 hours, we had 90% of ballots failing through the machines. So they knew the procedures. They violated the procedures. Okay, that's by design. And this is all over the county, because there's a report that came out from roving attorneys from Who's Counting, which is Cleta Mitchell's group. And a lot of the scenarios that I was describing Tuesday night when I came home from the election is exactly the same, with exactly the same the numbers. The percentages were the same. That just doesn't happen, right? That's just that, because that's part of the design. Hang on, somebody is texting, and I'm on the phone. Remember, on location, everybody, so bear with me here. So with that being said, go back to the machines. Within the first 15 minutes of the election, if they did not repair or replace the machines, you had to actually either shut down the center, go to paper ballots and counting in a different process, or tell the people, and tell the people up front, hey, our tabulators are not working, so you can go to another center. Because according to the rules, once you go in, you can't come out. It's like Hotel California, but that's not what they were telling you from the Board of Supervisors and multiple interviews. Now that's another thing. That's a huge violation. So here's the other thing, keep this in mind. So you have faulty machines. So all of a sudden, magically, they start to get better, because one of the excuses are, oh, you've got to warm up the machines. Or maybe it was the humidity. That actually came out of people's mouths, that we're working at my poll because that was the narrative being told to them. Okay, that doesn't make any sense to anybody. It doesn't matter who you are. That's ridiculous. But here's the thing. Just because the machine started to magically get better and accept more ballots, because, you know, we went to 80 bad, 20 good, and then it went 60-40, and then hung about 40% success, or 40% failure rate throughout the whole day. prior to the magical text showing up between 3:30 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. What makes you think that that faulty machine is reading ballots correctly after it started to actually change? So, okay, we accepted 10%. What makes you think that it read it correctly if the machine is not operating correctly? So the fact that they actually did not shut down the entire election after 15 minutes when everybody knew this was happening in all these centers, keep in mind there's 223 centers, how can you certify that election? Where was the attorney general? Keep in mind the attorney general wrote that letter that somebody said is scathing. It wasn't scathing. It was facts that everybody's been talking about since Tuesday night. It took them 11 days to write that letter. But the good thing about the letter, and that was just for show. That was just for show. But also keep in mind, this is a brilliant thing. We launched our campaign that one-click email all legislators and elected and selected elitists to lay out the fact that just based on statute alone, Katie Hobbit, was not eligible.
Remembers, her real name is Katie Hobbs, but she's calling her Katie Hobbit.
Hobbs, I had no idea. I thought it was Hobbit. And I won't say because of this station what Doug Ducey's real name is, but I'll let everybody fill in those blanks, our governor.
Oh, boy.
Because I know, I gotta keep it clean. I gotta keep it clean for everybody, but I'll let them fill in the blanks. So there's actually statute in the law that says that she can't be. And the one that she brought forward originally is actually the wrong one. So then, of course, all of our establishment Republicans, and they're not Republicans, they're rhinos. And that's pretty much every single person in position that has an R next to their name. Remember, an R next to your name means you're a rhino until you prove to me you're not. I'm still waiting to find the ones that are not. Because based on their behavior, their actions, and what they said, they're proving me correct. And I don't want to be correct about these things. So in that email, here's the thing. It tells you right from the beginning. That's how we started off, the email and the petitions that go out to all of these people, 110 of them. It's actually probably 120 because we keep adding more people that need to be notified. And then it goes through and it tells you all of the procedural, just a small fraction of the procedural violations that would make this uncertifiable. Just from a common sense standpoint, it doesn't matter if you're left or right. These are the rules. Were they followed? No. Linda, can you certify? No, you can't. So get this. So because we launched it on my show, which was on Friday after the election, when Saturday morning, somebody in the AG's office, right, the AG's office, within, let's just say that we launched at about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Sometime Saturday morning, somebody walked into, bear with me guys, remember we're on location. I got a cameraman here, but his arm's getting sore. So we gotta bear with him. He's doing a good job. So somebody must've called from his office and said, hey, Bernie, you know, Brnovich, the nunchuck, that's our attorney general. He plays with nunchucks rather than doing his job. So, hey, by the way, hey, boss, there's 275,000 emails in our inbox pointing out procedures that were violated and a statute that says Katie Hobbit can't go ahead and be in the position she is to certify the election. And then all of a sudden at 9 o'clock at night that Saturday, they released this scathing letter. As I think Charlie Kirk said it, you know, Charlie Kirk, the guy that thinks the reason why we lost is because we're not good at ballot harvesting. So, you know, when I say hashtag vote harder 2024, everybody, because that's what needs to happen to save this country.
Let me get this straight. Charlie Kirk thinks that the problem wasn't voter fraud, but that we're just not good enough at getting out the vote.
Yeah. And then we need to learn how to ballot harvest because that seems to be how the Democrats seem to win. And he's been saying this on all of his shows. And just in his intro, and that's all I can stomach. I can only stomach the beginning because I have to see, I'm just waiting for him to say something about the mass amounts of fraud, maladministration, voter suppression, corruption, violations of procedures, violations of statutes. I mean, the list is so long that as we're going through the procedures now, there's so many things that as a judge, I was not included in, which I'm like, wait, that's supposed to be something. And I don't know what, because there's a long list of procedures. So when they took those ballots out of the box during the day three times, remember it was three times because the box got so full of door number three, box number three, or the misread files. Remember those two separate bags of ballots we had to separate and I had to sign it on a sticker with no security whatsoever. The same bags that showed up on Monday with no sticker at the tech center. So where have those bags been for about 6 days floating around Mayor Corruption County and Penske trucks? Yeah, that's all. This is, you can't make this stuff up. Like if you put this in a movie, people be like, no one's going to watch this because they're not going to believe you. So, I lost my train of thought. Brandon. Pick me up. I fell down on the 1 yard line.
No problem. So basically, what I'm hearing is Charlie Kirk doesn't think that the problem really is voter fraud as much as we just got to get become as smart, as sharp as the Democrats.
Yeah. Yeah. When it goes back to literally everything that you can imagine that to put into a pile of an election to violate everything, like the people's sacred vote was, I mean, just use the R word and it rhymes with cape. Okay. That's what happened to the American people during the midterms at a level that you would never experience in the whole United States of America. It is unbelievable. Because you no longer can choose your representation. And all the legislators here, they're silent. They are already moved on. They've moved on because they had a meeting. Liz Harris is part of our group here that are actually the Patriots that are doing something, that are actually looking and trying to figure out what to do next, not to mention what really transpired. And they all had a meeting last week, and none of them were talking about it. They're already talking about what they're going to be doing in 2023, and no one's saying you can't certify this, and no one's saying we need to do the election. That's our existing legislators, you know, the guys with the R next to their name that are supposed to be the good guys.
All right, let me wrap this up because I got...
They've all moved on, Brandon. They've all moved on.
Let me wrap this up because I got Patrick Wood waiting, and then we've got a show at top of the hour at 5. So what's the latest with Kerry Lake's race? What are you hearing? And by the way, are you at the state capitol?
Yeah, I'm at the state capitol right now. So okay. I encourage everyone, come tomorrow. It's going to be at 9 o'clock, and they're going to have some more speakers. We're going to hopefully get a better turnout than we did today. And what I want you to go, I put all the information on our website, savemyfreedom.us. Savemyfreedom.us. That's that Substack site where I'm adding all this information. The other thing that's on there is that one-click email campaign. When I left the house about 1 o'clock, we were at 672,000 people. Which I guarantee you, because we the people, you people out there have been clicking on that and you've been calling your representatives here. And it doesn't matter where you are in the country. It takes less than 2 minutes a day to do. Tell 10 of your friends, do it every single day, because at least we're showing up, but it's digital or phone calls. And then call these people out directly on social media and saying, you need to be saying we have to not certify this election. And you cannot, because just procedural low-hanging fruit violations alone. And then you also need to redo this election, because I'm pleading with the American people, and I'm being totally honest with you. What's happened in Arizona here has been allowed to move forward. This country, literally, you've lost the last bit of freedom that you have, which is your ability to select or to elect your representatives, because now it is completely a selection process. And that's it. That's the nail in the coffin. So everybody needs to be talking about this. Everybody that has a show, even if your show is about mechanics, start your show off with this. Focus on Arizona. Tell them to go to the campaign. And this is not about us getting emails. And I think I've made that clear to everybody. Have I ever asked for a dollar? No. I just want there to be volume with the phones calling the legislators. You can call the sheriffs. All the numbers are in there for the sheriffs, the board of supervisors, the county election directors, the county supervisors. The legislators, all of their numbers are in there, and then their emails, and that the email that we do is everything's automatic. You don't even have to think. It takes less than 2 minutes a day. And I want you to read those procedures that were violated, and I want you to see the statute that was violated. And until we put pressure on them from all different directions, yes, showing up here in person would be awesome. But if you don't, you're from another state, you can do it digitally. And everybody needs to be doing this, because that's the only leverage we have at this point to basically meet with them in person and put the pressure on them and call them out on social media. They don't like that, but we need to be doing in masses. I'm talking millions of people.
Awesome.
Because they've already moved on, my friend. They've moved on, and we can't let them do this, because Mayor Corruption County is meeting at 9:30 in the morning on Monday to certify the election here, and they have not. They moved the meeting. So they a meeting is supposed to be at 9:30. They moved it to 8 o'clock, and there's no public comment, I don't think. So there's no public comment. It's going to be closed door. They're going to go ahead and move to certify it. Yet, that scathing letter that was supposed to be sent, and I don't know, I think it might have been Kirk that said that. I'm not sure which brilliant person called it a scathing letter. None of that's been answered. Kelly Townsend had a subpoena sent because she wanted to be able to get them to be pulled in, provide different information. And they just throw the stuff in the garbage because they know the American people just sit there and take it like we did the COVID lockdowns and like we did everything else. But
wow.
This is the last chance.
You know, in my documentary, Brainwashed America, Part 2.
Brainwash is brilliant.
Thank you. Part two, the whole premise of that is apathy and passivity. Apathy and passivity will get you killed and will cause you to be enslaved. Apathy and passivity. And that's what we're seeing. That's what we saw in COVID.
Solutions?
That's what we're seeing now.
The three, and it's the same. It's the same playbook with the same characters. They just put a different category. You got your COVID in one, election in the other, right?
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it's the same narrative, same players. But tell them what the three solutions are. It was faith, personal responsibility, and what was the third one in the movie? Courage.
Courage. Faith, personal responsibility, and courage. They knew what they believed. They knew why they believe it, and they had the courage of their convictions to back it up.
Yeah, so I care, and that's right there on frankspeech.com, everybody. Go watch that. It's about, I think it's 3-4 hours, but it's
almost
the best time.
Almost three hours.
Worth it.
In fact, the easiest way to find it, is just go to WVWTV.com. If you're looking at me, I'll show my screen. Just go to WVWTV.com if you're on a computer, and it's the first editor's pick right at the top of the page.
It's brilliant.
Thank you. If you're looking on a smart device, it's not quite as easy to find, but scroll down the page, you'll find it. On a computer, it's super easy to find because it's right under editor's pick at the top right hand page. Brainwashed America Part Two, and it's completely free. Michelle Swimmick, thank you. Let us know tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting all night, all day tomorrow, part of the Lindell TV second annual Thanksathon. If you have any new news, let me know. Text me, we'll get you right back on.
Yeah, and I just one more plug for the website, azsavesamerica.us. The one-click campaign's on there. It gives all the information. It sends out the email to these demons that are running your country into the ground or stealing your freedoms. Gives all the information about the overpass rallies that are tomorrow at 12 o'clock at different locations, and also here at the Capitol, 9 o'clock. All that information is there, and there's interviews that are and videos and all these documents and articles that you're kind of seeing in bits and pieces. I'm throwing everything up there so that everybody can get the information and maybe get so PO'd that they're actually going to take a stand this time, because other than that, country's gone.
Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate it. Michelle Swimmick checking in.
Thanks,
appreciate
Brandon.
It. Thank you.